Fair use is a legal concept that allows the Adventures in Hell World podcast to use content from others for the purpose of criticism of that content. First Amendment, bitches.
Hello, everyone. Mike Rains, a.k.a. Pilgrim Politics here, and wanted to do some QAnon origin stuff today because, I mean, we got Iraq, we got the SAVE Act, we got all that fun stuff going on, but it's all sort of percolating. It's all sort of working its way through the system, as it were. And so basically right now, because we're in this kind of state of abeyance, I was like, you know what we should, what I want to do? I want to talk about the plan. And by that, I mean, cue the plan to save the world, the quote unquote documentary by Joe M that went viral and really helped push early QAnon into becoming a bigger, bolder, more terrible movement. Now, you might be wondering, who is Joe M if you haven't followed QAnon from the start? Joe M was one of the original QAnon promoters. He was a bloodthirsty lunatic from South Africa who really loved talking about the murder of Hillary Clinton and all the others. The man had quite a few turns of phrases, my favorite of which was feet dangling in the damp Cuban twilight, talking about hanging people at Guantanamo. And he really relished that kind of stuff. This was a dude who was really into the visceral nature of killing his enemies. And Joe made this video. It's a 13-minute long video. It's not very long. I'm going to probably do two parts for this, probably do like a half hour each side, somewhere around there, because I think this is very important to break down and realize what QAnon was and what it was doing at the start. What was the idea? What was the hope for this whole thing? And that's what I'm going to talk about as we go through this. And now, one of the other things I wanted to mention also is that no one has ever claimed that Joe M was a big time person. No one's ever said he was Michael Flynn or Steve Bannon or any of the other supposed big bads that created QAnon. Joe M was just Joe M. And the main reason why we know he was South African was because his original handle was Joe Marzipose, which is a South African insult that kind of means your mom's vagina. And when people brought up the fact that, like, that's what his name meant, he decided he didn't want to be so obviously South African, so he shortened his name to Joe M from Joe Marzipose. So that was that. But that's the thing about QAnon that is very interesting to me, is that everyone always talks about, oh, it was Michael Flynn, oh, it was Steve Bannon, oh, it was all these, it was some big, powerful Wizard of Oz working behind the curtain. And then when you get to the actual people that were promoting it, it was just nobodies. It was just these random people on the internet who got popular inside the conspiracy theory community. And Joe M basically gave up when Biden got sworn in. He spent a long time after Biden won the election screaming and yelling about how Biden would never take office. And then on January 20th, when Biden did in fact take the oath and did become the president, that was kind of it. He just sort of, he tapped out. He couldn't take it. I remember seeing like Praying Medic messaging something about, yeah, I talked to Joe recently. He was doing okay. Maybe he'll come back. But yeah, you know, that was when the fun ended for Joe, was Biden getting in. He hasn't been able to rekindle the magic since Trump became president again. So this video was released sometime in 2018, I believe, like early 2018, kind of like when there was still hope in QAnon that like something was going to ever happen. Q was still posting Q drops. It was very exciting. And so we're going to go through this whole thing, the whole 13 minutes and change. I'm just going to play a clip, pause it, talk about what the clip said, and just keep doing that until I've chewed through the whole 13 minutes. We'll see how far I get on this one. If I might get the whole thing done, but I kind of want to give it some room to breathe. I have a lot of things to say about what Joe is saying and how this relates to QAnon and Illuminati and all that kind of stuff. So without further ado, let's start doing Joe M. talking about the plan.
Have you ever wondered why we go to war? Or why you never seem to be able to get out of debt? Why there is poverty, division, and crime? What if I told you there was a reason for it all? What if I told you it was done on purpose? What if I told you that those who were corrupting the world, poisoning our food, and igniting conflict were themselves about to be permanently eradicated from the earth?
So this is the open, which I gotta say is very funny that it begins by, do you wonder why we go to war? And now we're at war thanks to Donald Trump, the guy that is the hero of this video. Although he comes in very late into the video, which I think is very important to note. But yeah, so just think about that opening and how it is designed to reel you, the Illuminati believer, the downtrodden person in. That the world sucks. You can't get out of debt, not because of predatory credit card interest rates or the fact that your job won't pay you well enough because corporations like exist only to exploit you or any of that good stuff. It's not like the shitty nature of trickle-down economics and capitalism being soulless or any of these other things. It's bad people. The bad people did this to you. It's just the most childlike review of how our society works, which is just, you're a good person trying to do good things, but bad people are doing bad things to stop you. Man, I hate the bad people. I hope the bad people face justice for the bad stuff they've done. But it also makes this very personal from the jump, where we go immediately from, why do we go to war, to why can't you get out of debt? And just think of that. Just think about the fact that if you're a person who is in that situation, that you're just, you got your paycheck, it all goes to bills, basically. You got a little in your savings account. You're just on the hamster wheel, just spinning. And you're always planning on doing something. You got an idea for a project that might make you some money. You always mean to do more door dashing than you end up doing and all that kind of stuff. You're always thinking about the hustle. You're always thinking about the grind and how to make another buck or two, but you just can't do it. You just can't get ahead. The world just keeps beating you down and it sucks. And instead of being mad about things and trying to do something to trying to do some self-improvement. I'm not saying that all of people can do that, but I'm saying, like, instead of looking for a job that pays better or trying to develop a skill that you've gotten good at, but you could get better at that skill and it could pay you a few bucks, or actually doing those side hustles more, like, again, doing the DoorDash, doing the Uber, whatever. I mean, the gig economy, you're part of the capitalist problem. Hey, man, I'm just offering ideas. I'm a dude that runs ads on a podcast so I can make a few bucks. I got a Patreon. I'm doing the side hustle grind. We're all just shaking that money tree, trying to get a few dollars to fall out of it. That's what we're doing. But this is what Joe's trying to sell to this downtrodden person, is that your life sucks. And your life sucks because bad people have made your life suck. But those bad people are about to pay for making your life suck. Shit's about to turn around. It's about to get good. It's about to get real good. And so this is the main hook of QAnon, which is hope. It's that things will get better. Things will improve. The bad guys will face punishment for doing the bad things. And the bad things that they're doing include taking America to war for no good reason and also putting you in crippling debt and so on and so forth. So that's our open, and let's continue. Let's have Joe spin us a yarn.
You might think that an idealistic fantasy. Well, let me tell you a story. We acknowledge there are criminals, of course. They rob your house. They steal your phone. They can murder you, too, if they think they can get away with it. We have all experienced criminals in one way or another. Criminals, as we know, are those who choose personal gain over the rights of others and have no regard for the law. But here is where you need to expand your thinking. Criminals can also succeed in business and politics, and can be elected as our leaders. If a criminal became the president, imagine what they could achieve. They could use the full weight of their executive power to commit much larger crimes, and ensure they and their friends were enriched to the fullest extent possible. A criminal president could create alliances with other criminal presidents, and then collaborate on more global criminal activities. Anything goes. Drug run.
I'll stop it there, and I'll get to the next part of that in a minute. But I love the idea that he's like, criminals are crime people. They do the crime thing. And then he pivots. But you're thinking way too small. You're thinking just people that'll break into your house and maybe murder you if they think they can get away with it. You need to think about criminals that become president. President criminal. And then he'll coordinate with other heads of state. Or as Joe calls them, other presidents. And then they will do bigger, better, bolder crimes, even more crimey crimes. And I love the idea that you, the person listening to this, have never thought of the president potentially being corrupt. You, the Illuminati believer, were just going about your life thinking, you know, as bad as things are, old Bill Clinton was just doing his level best. And old W. Bush, he was just trying to do what he thought was about what was right in his heart. And they weren't criminals. And I'm sure Barack Obama in no way, shape, or form was a criminal in these people's eyes. I mean, this is where it's just really funny to me to think that we're being admonished here for not thinking that presidents were criminals. And what's really funny is in the B-roll footage of this, and again, this was released in like 2018. So this was in Trump's first term of office. The president they use to show us the criminality of presidents is George H.W. Bush. They're just like, you know who needs to get knocked down a peg or two in this video? Pappy Bush. He's the one. Not his idiot son who went into Iraq and got thousands of Americans killed and any of that shit. Not Bill Clinton, who, according to right-wing conspiracy theorists, was like trafficking cocaine at Mendip Airport and killing Vince Foster and all the other good stuff that him and Hillary were doing. I mean, or Obama or any of them. Nope, we're going Pappy Bush. Which always makes me chuckle when I look at that part of the video, because it's like, man, I mean, of all the people to hate, that charismaless book nerd dork that was our president for 4 years, that's the guy. That's the guy you're going to go hard at. You're like, you know what, H.W. Bush, it's time to cut you down to size. It's time to make you pay for what you've done. Now, I'm going to do a quick section here because I remember, like, he just says a few things that are, like, crimes that these crime presidents could do.
Drug running, human trafficking, whatever makes the big bucks. The 20th century was turbulent with war, economic disaster, famines, and displacement. We have always accepted these things as just human nature and simply the way the world works. Something inevitable and due to the weaknesses of human nature that drive us to these actions. This is where we were all tragically wrong.
We're about to find out that poverty, war, crime, everything, it's not us, it's them. It's the bad guys. And what I also enjoy about this is that he talks about, like, human trafficking, like drug smuggling, whatever makes the big bucks. And it's just, you're the president. You have the power to make infinite money at will. Why do you have to do dumb international crimes? You can just sell your memoirs to some book company for like tens of millions of dollars. You will never pay for anything for the rest of your life. Once you're the president, you are empowered beyond belief. You can do anything. You are untouchable. and you just literally can conjure money by clapping your hands. But nope, you gotta traffic drugs and do human trafficking. I mean, it's just really cartoonish that you have to do bad crimes to make big bucks. And again, this is the mentality that Joe is really trying to like hammer home to his audience, that the bad people want to do bad things to hurt us, to enrich themselves. And they're just these one-dimensional, completely amoral scumbags that have no character depth, no actual like redeeming qualities. Like, they're just sociopaths. They just literally went through their whole lives trying to do nothing but just get one over on somebody. And that's why they got into electoral politics and became president, because now they can really get one over on people and really make a buck or two. Which, again, it's really funny when you get down to who the hero of this story is going to be at the end, because boy howdy, it doesn't feel like that guy's really on the up and up. It doesn't feel like he's the kind of person that we should be exalting when this is the kind of behavior that is being chastised in this video. So keep it rolling, Joe. Tell us what's going on.
You are not a criminal. I'm not a criminal. So how can we just assume that it is human nature that is driving all this pain and misery? What if it wasn't human nature at all, and as a result of something more deliberate? We were taught that capitalism was the cause of a massive rich-poor divide and the reason for poverty, which in turn is the reason for war, crime, and starvation. Others were taught that communism, a system of equal wealth across all people, was really to blame for the mess. But you see, folks, it is none of these things. It is not our nature to fight and be racist. It is not in our nature to rob from others. What you must learn is that it was the criminals all along.
That's the moral of the story, again, being beaten into our heads, that the bad guys made us do everything. I love the idea that literally negative emotions, negative thoughts, greed, violence, anger, hatred, racism, it all flows just from bad people. The bad people that are running things from behind the scenes, they made all of this happen. They inflicted all of this upon us. And it's just really bizarre that this could possibly be I can't even wrap my head around exactly what the whole idea is. It's just this massive displacement of what actually is happening with people. I mean, just the thought that none of us would do bad things if it weren't for the bad people that made us do the bad things. And it's just so strange. It's just such a strange mindset to have from this video. It just displaces all responsibility for everything we've ever done and place that responsibility exclusively on the enemies that are being talked about in this video. Just the bad people did this to you. They did this to me. They did this to us. It was the bad people that hurt us, and we are going to see this through. We are going to make this right. The bad people are going to pay for what they did. So I'm going to pause here for the quick ad break to get my delicious, what used to be kroners, but now they've switched the payment system to actual American dollars, so there's no little exchange rate thing. But yeah, so 20-minute mark here, boom, ad break, back in a minute.